Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yeah, yeah. So happy. I am so happy. You guys know why I'm happy? Because we got a full house tonight, y'all. What's going on? It's your boy Nino, and you are tuned into another after show for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend here on AfterBuzz TV. Y'all, I am not alone this week. I don't just have one person, but I have three. Let me introduce my awesome panelists, and I have a special guest, and you'll see him in just a couple minutes. Over to my left, she's back from Europe. What's going on? It's Miss Trinae Todd.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Your girl Trinae, I missed you guys. I'm back.
And look, down the way here, she's back. I'm so excited. It's Miss Kanika Law.
Hello, hello. It's been a long time. What's up, everyone? It's your girl Kanika Law. You can follow me everywhere on social media at Kanika Law.
Hey, you guys saw him this week. His name was Beans on the show. All right, you might have recognized him from the Thundermans, a whole bunch of stuff on TV. This dude is amazing. It's Harvey Guillen.
Hey, guys. Yay! It's good to be back. Always fun at AfterBuzz.
Yes, thank you guys so much for being here. I'm so excited. This episode was called Josh and I Work on a Case. And they did that, but there was a whole bunch of other stuff that was happening in this episode.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, my notes are pretty heavy this time around. It's pretty crazy. What do you guys think initially first off this episode?
My mouth was yet again, open like the whole time. I'm like, what is going on? How did she come up with this? Just a lot.
It's crazy.
I love that they talked about everyone's like storylines were like expanding. It's so great. And like the short period of time that they had. And that's Rachel and like the writers and everyone. But it's so cool to watch like, you know, what's happening with like White Shot. You know, what's happening with like everyone's storylines. Like, whoa, wait, this is one episode? Like, I feel like I watched like three episodes in one episode.
Oh, definitely.
The fact that they can just pack in so much. Like, there's such a deepness and a layer, uncover a layer in this episode. Specifically. Right. I thought it was my favorite one.
And we said we wanted to see more of the other characters, right. And we're definitely seeing that it went down
and introducing new characters,
right? Yeah. And we had a connection though. See, look, so that first episode that ever aired, they were at a house party. It was Bean's house party. It was your house party.
Because originally this was to be the second episode of the season, right?
Right.
So that would make sense when I get introduced to Rachel, but they moved her along. So when they said, "Remember that house party you went to?" Like, it was first episode of the season. That was my house. They trashed my house.
They trashed your house. Yeah. Was that your bed that they hooked up on?
Yeah. It's my bedroom.
But it was cool to see that because, you know, like you said, Rachel did say on her, I think, her Twitter or her Instagram that this was meant to be the second episode, but they wanted to save the storyline for later, which is great because there was so many layers to this storyline. You know, crazy. I mean, let's start off with the beginning, okay? So the whole social media aspect of the show just came back again when she was like, social media locked, like, he's not talking to me. You know, I think he's super mad from what happened last week, which was her lying about the break-in, and he was just confused, and he just had to go. But she was like, he didn't like my tweet. I posted a penguin on a surfboard.
A baby penguin on a surfboard.
And because obviously Josh is supposed to like that, right?
Yeah, well, you're not human if you don't.
Right? You're not human if you don't.
Who doesn't like that?
Exactly.
But it's funny because like that is true about women in general. Like, the guy that we like, if he doesn't like hit us up on the latest, our social media apps, it's kind of like, what did I do?
Like, we're not paying attention.
So that's a new way of like when you're in kindergarten, if they don't poke you.
Yeah.
They stop poking me.
Like, I love how Rachel always like brings forth those topics in a girl's world
all the time, and she hits it so well, which is funny because I would just die when she was saying that. But of course, you know, like she doesn't know what to do anymore. She's done so much already in these past couple episodes, a lot more than I can't believe she's still recovering from.
Right,
and she's recovering from this one really, really hard. But of course, Miss Paula.
Oh my God!
Has a plan, y'all.
She brought it. The amount of research she did, and then that they compared it to Apollo 13. She was like in her zone. Yeah. I was like,
and the drafts behind her.
The drafts. Yeah. It was like auto. It said auto shop. Josh.
She comes in and she's like, "Oh wow, that's a lot happening for the plan."
But it was crazy. She had a plan, which basically included a smog check. A car ding.
Which happens in California, a smog check, because you wouldn't think of that otherwise. I feel like people who live in the Midwest are like, right, oh, you have to get that done.
Right, when we need it here, because LA is horrible.
Yeah.
Smog check, car ding, fake boyfriend, coupon fraud.
That was
amazing. That was a good touch.
She's giving us ideas at home.
I know.
Oh, you're about to use that? No, she had the plan. Like, she had it laid out all well. Yeah. I thought the coupon fraud was like the icing on the cake for everything.
It was, because she knew that Josh would love that.
Right. Like tacos and drinks.
Yeah. I want to go on a date with you. Yeah.
Jalapeno Jacks.
Yeah, she was trying to get all up in his face.
Yeah.
But that was such a bad joke. But it worked. It worked perfectly, you know. And, you know, we saw at the end, like, they're about to do it. Josh is like, let's do it. We don't want to waste this coupon. I'm going to go with you. The whole plan, basically, was to get him to go on a date with her. Or not even a date, just, like, to hang out.
And to get back in his good graces.
Rekindle the situation,
right?
Yeah,
she had to do so much just to get
back.
Right, exactly.
Like, whatever happened to text messaging, like, hey, Josh, want to hang out?
No, she's past that.
She's past that.
I mean, we forget the title of the show, though. We do forget the title of the show.
Exactly.
Because, like, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, she'll do anything. But it's something endearing about Rachel that, even though it's, you know, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend's a title, she's so, like, good at what she does, and you feel for her. You're on her side from the get-go, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So even if she's going through all this thing, you root for her. She's like the underdog, even though it's titled Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. It's like, yes, you don't fake that, like, coupon, you know?
Because all her scheming is so intellectual and intelligent.
Exactly.
So she can get away with it. Like, wow, that's smart. I give you credit for that.
Yeah,
instead of, like, what are you doing?
Exactly, because if you think about it, we should be helping, like, defend the girlfriend,
right?
You know, Valencia.
Right.
And, you know, say, no, you're with somebody. You shouldn't be doing this. But here we're like, yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Get the side. Get the side shit.
And the way Valencia's played is like, we don't like her. You know, the actress is so great, and like, you know, to play that character, that choice, to make that choice to just make the audience not want to be on Valencia's side. You know?
Exactly.
She's Cruella De Vil.
She is. Oh my God, she plays her so well. I cannot.
Smack her.
Right?
Twice.
I know you hate her. Totally. But we're going to talk about Greg later on, because Greg's a little deceiving as well, too.
Oh my God, I couldn't stand him.
Yeah, but I mean, let's get to that. But in between that little situation, Daryl has his situations with White Josh.
Go ahead. From the time they got their first kiss on in his house, and then I was not ready for this. I was so shocked.
I was totally ready for this. Something happened already, because I'm like, this is just so awkward. I just want to know. Right from when it happened, I was like, no, that's it. The ending. This is so awkward. I want to know what's going on.
Wow. I think it's good. I mean, like, that does happen to people. Like, they realize later in life, like, he's already divorced, he has kids, and later in life, like, to ask that question is a huge deal. And I think because of the time we live in, like, more and more people are doing that. Like, you know, later in life, they're like, wait a minute, and that whole scene in the class, looking at the girl's butt, looking at the guy's butt, and being like, I like, but, you know, and then it's like, oh, that's class, and everyone says, I think I'm, and everyone said, bye, you know, and it was like, that was an epiphany for him, you know, and it's like, and it's okay, you know, and to be like, living the time we do, it's like, people should live their life, you know?
Right, and be happy, so now we could just probably see him live a more happy life, and be just like, who Daryl Whitefeather really is.
Exactly.
And explore that avenue, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I just kind of felt like, White Josh kind of forced that on him, though. Like,
he brought it out of him. You have to accept
up,
it. I know it. Yeah. You'll know it eventually, too.
Right.
And he took his own path to do it.
White Josh knew. He was just like, I'm going to get it out of you.
He was so chill about it. I liked it.
He was. And he said, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm gay. I am. Everyone knows. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Was that something surprising when you read? Like, did you have a table read during this? Or
we didn't have a table read. The schedule was really tight, because we, like, as we were looking at the scene, scenes, like the when they're in the gym working out, that's actually the dance like room that we learn the choreography.
Nice.
So like when you look at that scene, we're actually in there. They don't waste a minute like on the set because they have so much like stuff to do. Like I remember like it was like call time like 6 a.m. You go straight to hair and makeup, and then when you're not being used on set, you're learning or going over the songs. Or if you're not going over the songs, you're in the dance room with our awesome choreographer, like doing the dance moves. Like it's like you don't waste a second.
It sounds like a Todrick Hall music video.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what it reminded me of. And Todrick visited the set the following week.
Oh,
so
nice.
Like, yeah.
Okay,
so
there you go.
He loves that show. So, I mean, eventually, you know, Todrick treated the show.
No,
so,
he should be on.
Yeah, for sure. So, it's just, it was, we didn't have, like, time to be like, how do we feel about, you know, but it was like, when I read it, I was like, cool. I kind of felt it, though. I kind of felt like it was going to go.
It was going to get there.
Yeah, I did. So, I was, it was a nice, like, you know, surprise, but not a surprise.
Yeah, gotcha. Exactly. That is
yeah,
crazy.
When he was checking him out at the gym, you
right.
know.
He's like, are you breathing? He's like, I don't think I'm breathing. But let's get into Jalapeno Jax, okay? Because this is where you come in, Harvey. Mm. And this was hilarious because she thought it was just going to be herself and Josh. And it was going to be like a nice, you know, conversation with them too and hopefully kind of rekindle the situation. But he called for backup.
Yeah.
She was like, this is weird. I need my boys here. And then you guys show up, and it becomes a party.
Yeah, we introduce Beans, and we find out that you were at my house the first episode. It's kind of cool to just look at how it all came together, because it was so fun on set. Like, and Rachel's so cool about just, like, improvising also, like, just ad-libbing here and there. But she has a very specific vision. I mean, she's working down to, like, the last minute. Like, she's writing the next three episodes, and she's on the computer.
And
it's, like,
much.
The camera's on her, and I'm, like, next to her. And I'm, like, you know, trying to chat with her. And so she's, like, writing. She's, like, just 1 second. And they're like, okay, we're going in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Wow.
Josh, I think that, like, she goes right into
damn.
It.
She embodies Rebecca
she
a little bit.
Yeah, totally. She is one of the hardest, like, working people I've ever seen on set. So, like, she totally deserves every accolade that she gets. And, yeah. So she's watching. You totally deserve your golden girl that you just got.
There you go.
So at what point was there improv, like,
mm-hmm. Just like ad lib, like it was so cool because everyone's dynamic, you know, mm-hmm. kind of like meshed so well. And I looked over at Rachel and she looked over at the table with all the boys and she goes, I don't like this. I don't like this group. I like it because we were just like, they had to like at least twice tell us to be like, okay guys, because we're just joking in between. Like we just had so much energy and asking, her about, like the true story. I was like, so how did, you know, did you really become a crazy ex-girlfriend? This is based on true story. She was like, no, well, I just had this crush on this guy when I was like,
y'all have
in
to hear the
school.
Story.
It was like, I just had this crush on this guy and I was like, oh cool. I was like, yeah, I lived like, you know, in the marina or by the, you know, the beach and he lived in West Covina. And I was like, I grew up in West Covina. Mm-hmm. I went to school there. He's like, yeah, for musical theater. He's like, yeah, he did musical theater too. And I was like, cool. And I was like, what's his name? And then she said blank, the person's name. And I was like, blank, blank? And is it the last name? And she was like, yeah, you know him? And I was like, that's Josh. And then I was like, yeah. And so he had a girlfriend. I was like, I know the girlfriend.
Oh
and
my
I know his girlfriend's
Inception,
blank blank.
Y'all.
And it was like Inception. Like the wall started melting. And then I was like, wait a minute. If I'm here playing Josh, which is based on the true story, like, and then I'm playing myself.
So there was a guy that she remembered.
That she literally, like, because he would hang out with a group of friends at school and stuff, and I like, think, you know, half the guys might be fictional, like, but like, he did hang out with the real Josh at school. I, like, would hang out with him all the time.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was just, like, the first time in my, like, life and career, I was like, what are the odds that I auditioned for a show and I'm literally playing myself?
That
I'm playing myself
awesome.
On the show. Yeah.
That is an awesome story.
Yeah, I love that story. And I told the casting director because I got in for the show like twice before. And she was like, I'm going to find like the perfect role because you're perfect for the show. But we just got to find the perfect role for you. And who would know that the perfect role
right.
was
yourself.
Playing myself.
That's like the best. I love that. That is like that, when you first told me that, I was like, I kind of got chills.
Yeah.
That is perfect. It's like full circle for
yeah,
me.
And she was just very like, you know, like nonchalant. She was like, oh, you know him? I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. So anyways, he had a girlfriend. I was like, yeah. Is his girlfriend at the time blank blank? She's like, yeah. And she's and I was like, I know like what she does and her profession, and I she's a fan of the show actually.
Oh wow.
The
oh,
real
wow.
life, which is but to her like testament, she's not like Valencia like in
right.
real life, like for, you know, storyline they make Valencia more like, you know, a yoga instructor and like
right.
whatnot, but in real life, you know, the girlfriend of the real Josh. It's super nice and super, yeah. So
that is so funny. Oh, yeah. My God. Well, so, okay, so you're there by yourself, and you're dancing around because the song comes on.
Yeah.
You know, after a couple of margaritas, and those nachos look really good, by the way.
Yeah. That's so delicious. Where improvise happened. The choreography was really great, but most of that ending stuff, I'm doing Fosse.
Yeah. <it's>
like, that was just me improvising, because I was like, Harvey, do something. But I was just doing stuff. She was like laughing. She was like, yeah, do that. Because it was like, Zilla, you have like, you know, six, you know, measures of whatever to do improv here, like do something, whatever you want to do for the dance. I was like, all right. So let's get to some Fosse. Jazz.
It worked out.
All of a sudden, like, you know, and it ended up being in the cut. Like, and you see at the end, I'm like next to her trying to grind on her. I'm just getting bossy next to her, like, the whole time.
Oh, you got super screen time, man.
Yeah.
I loved you.
Oh, yeah. I was like, don't let my appearance fool you. I'm light on my feet.
Right? But, okay, so the music video for this that they shot, or whatever, the song in the video was very Shakira-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was called, Groupang?
Is that correct? Yeah, Groupang.
We're having a romantic Mexican.
That restaurant was pretty confusing.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of, like, you know, you go to, like, Tex-Mex, you know, restaurant stuff, and the menu does look like that. Mm-hmm. Like, like a soupies or something
like
that?
Yeah, they just combine it.
Yeah, all it was is, like, broccoli and cheese, basically.
That's broccoli.
Yeah, and what's in the ensalada? Like, it's like, it's not what it's. You just have the title of the restaurant, but you're really just eating like a regular Caesar salad.
Yeah,
you know,
funny.
It's like you're eating a Caesar salad and you're eating broccoli cheese soup. You know, yeah.
But okay, so that check at the end, so after it came all out, you know, everyone thinks that all the drinks are free and all the appetizers are free. She took the check, obviously, because everyone's like, no, I left my wallet at home. Blah's paying for this because he used my Netflix account.
Yeah.
$978, y'all.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What would you do if you were stuck with that check?
$978. I would. Can I wash dishes? What do you do?
Well, what we all did was just like, oh, well, I just had not. I was just like one nacho.
Look at the time.
Right. Yeah.
Somebody was like, I think it was Kevin. I had a stuffed mushroom.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a group setting where that happens? Like, everyone goes out to dinner, and like, I think it's more when you're like in high school. Or, like, you know what I mean? Remember when you're in high school and you go to group like dinner or something, like to Shakey's or something, and all of a sudden, like, the, you know, it's like, well, I think I paid for mine separately.
Right.
And it's like, if everyone paid for theirs, why is there still a remainder balance of, you know,
$400?
I'm one of those dudes who I'm like, let me see the check. Let me see the check.
Exactly.
And I'm like,
check every single
item. Take a, like, a single file line and come check off with me really quick.
Or just be really nice to the waitress and be like, is there any way you can do, like, individual checks,
you know,
and we'll take
really
you
didn't
out.
Like this meal, so
can you take
it off the receipt?
I was disgusted. It's like, sir, your plate's empty. I was so disgusted, I finished it.
Right?
To prove my point.
Exactly. That hair, that's over there.
No.
That's not
mine.
That's just fucking
hair.
Up.
Rebecca's bawling, though.
But
so.
She, yeah, it's cool. She's
she is.
Back yeah.
That law firm.
Yeah, she just She's dropped good. It on the black card. She was fine.
Yeah.
It was all good, but she did hear, obviously, that Josh's friends were there on purpose. Mm. That kind of broke her heart and brought it to the next day when she was talking to, once again, Paula, and crying and reminiscing about the good times. Her voice, that was her singing, I believe, right? Like, and that's not even a reprise. It was just a short, like an interlude or whatnot. Her voice changes so many different ways. Like, she sings so many different kind of, like, genres.
Yeah.
She
it's
can
crazy.
Sing
well, she's a trained
also
singer.
Speak different languages, which I love.
Remember that episode in the past where she did the French accent? And she's very talented. Yeah.
She is.
She's so good. I was just like, oh my God, her voice is amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought it back, and obviously, Paula's not going to have this. She's like, no. This is still going to work out. New plan.
Yeah, right.
Fairy godmother.
She is my fairy godmother.
Yeah.
I love it.
She always has answers.
She does. And she has, like, the wand ready to go. And was like, okay, pumpkin, here, carrot.
Yeah.
Like, done. But she creates a new plan, and it's basically to get Josh as a client. But, like, in my head, if I were to think about that, like, what do I do? Like, that's almost, like, impossible, almost. You know, they're like, oh, can we hurt him?
Nothing's impossible.
Can
for
we
Paula.
Hurt him?
Nothing's
can we
burn?
Hurt him?
Can we burn him with some hot scalding coffee from the gas station? It was like all these things in her head. But Rebecca, obviously, when she pans through everything in her head, she's like, I got it. And she remembers because Josh was saying at the restaurant that
he hasn't had hot water for 2 months.
It's been a while. Like, and what, 2 months? That's a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, I love the theme of water in this episode.
Yeah.
So it's very California.
And remember when she went to the restaurant, she looked at the billboard and there was like the posting.
Conspiracy theory,
so
which
when
got
you
me
look
thinking.
At that, you're like, wait, what's that? And then they just like, you forget about it, but then they come
you
back
bring
to it.
Back all to
right.
It.
So it's nice.
Once again, genius writing.
Genius.
Love it. But they come up with that plan to basically sue his landlord
because they haven't
had
genius.
Right because they haven't yeah. had the hot water. 2 months is a long time. I can get it if it was like a couple days or a week.
Yeah,
you know, there's no
because you're paying full rent for live yeah, somewhere exactly. that you're not getting hot water. That's so why are you paying full rent?
Yeah. No, you better get some money back yeah. or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So she's like, that's the
and
plan.
Then they dig deeper and they find a bigger thing in the San Gabriel Valley.
Exactly,
yeah, which got me thinking.
Right.
About our situation. Right. What if?
That's a conspiracy theory that needs to be talked about.
Seriously. Yeah. I don't mind talking about that.
Right. Are we really in a drought?
Right. Right. Or yeah. Who's this something? We in a drought? Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's causing this drought.
Like corporate America. You already have my taxes.
What else do you want?
Right, what else do you want? So they bring Valencia and Josh in to talk about this because she wants to work on the case with Josh. Mm-hmm. Because she heard earlier on, you know, like, I could spend a lot of time with him if he's, you know, mm-hmm. if he is on a case with me. Maybe mm-hmm. see him naked a couple times, too. She wanted to go that far. But, you know, they come in. Valencia, obviously, is her rude, regular self. And I just wanted to throw my pen.
Mm-hmm. Valencia's stupid. I don't even know why he invited her. She doesn't have any
But she controls
sort of
the relationship.
Yeah.
And he always says, I don't like complaining about things. Mm-hmm. Valencia's better at that. Like, so the yin and yang almost.
Right.
And he goes along with it, and she controls the relationship.
She doesn't have good controls credit. Too much.
Oh,
but
yeah.
people are really have you met couples like that where like it's like
where he's
you know, when you see both of them and then one person is like, no, you're not eating that, like you should have the, you know, or something, yeah. you're like, oh, who's controlling? It reminds me of the Titanic
who's
scene
wearing the pants?
With Cal and yeah. it's like, I'll have the lamb and with very little mint sauce. You like lamb, right, sweetie? You know, and orders for
yeah.
her. And it feels very right. like I've seen people in today's like who go on dates and I see that happen. I'm like, what? She can order first, you know. Yeah.
I have
and
friends like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I think it's a great testament to the writers who remind us that that's still not gone.
It's still there.
Out the door. You
yeah,
know,
it's true.
Still very alive.
And I think it's interesting how they flip it to where she's the one that's kind of mm-hmm. like has the leash on him.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just
oh, I have
like,
friends like that.
Yeah.
Where she definitely has the
right. Like, yeah. They're like,
it's not okay yeah. on either sex.
It's
you know?
Not
yeah,
sex.
Right.
It's
not okay. Men or women. It's yeah, not okay. Right. Yeah.
It should be a, you know, a 50-50 relationship.
Totally.
It yeah. needs to work together.
Yeah.
I mean, women could have 60, but yeah.
Yeah. There we go. All right. You know where you stand now.
She's already negotiating.
Right?
She's like, let me get Rebecca Bunch on the phone here. But Valencia's like, no, I'm not going to have this. I see right through you. I see what you're trying to do. Plus, you eat bagels after 8.
Yeah, she's like,
she always throws that rudeness.
You.
Like,
so
and she
rude.
Looked at her. She's like, and it looks like you eat bagels. You know what I mean?
It's yeah.
like, you just couldn't left it an insult and just walk out. You
right.
just have to always, you know.
She was embarrassed, though, because Josh revealed to Rebecca that Valencia is not even
not
on the
lead.
Because
she has bad credit.
And
yeah.
she has bad credit. So
yeah.
she was embarrassed.
She's
as
like, why
usual.
Are you guys opening up about
right.
each other?
You
know?
Yeah.
You
know how I feel about the
lead? Wait, do your voices.
Lead.
Do your voices right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sensitive about the lead. Like,
because she...
She was selling rat droppings.
Yeah. She
yeah.
put money into pills that she thought were dietary supplements.
That's how
stupid
she
that
is.
Were rat droppings.
Rat droppings.
That's what you get, Valencia.
Yeah.
That's what you get. But she says no because she doesn't want to deal with it, and they leave. But you know that, what's it called, that Bex is not done with this, Paula's not done with this. They're going to
mm-hmm.
make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make it happen, and it's going to be worth their while because they want more, you know, she's like, if we can get more money, we can make this happen.
Yeah.
So it pans over to the pub where Greg works out. Angry Greg. Here, insert Angry Greg. I've
yeah.
been waiting for him to come. I was like, something's going to happen because he's just been really, like, salty for the past
yeah.
couple episodes.
Well, he's been yanked a lot by
yeah.
her, so I feel like he's
yeah.
been nice and nice and nice, and I think it was too much.
But she puts himself in that situation, too.
Well,
yeah,
you're right.
Bro.
It takes
yeah.
two to tango, but it's also he came with the intentions of goodness from the
mm.
beginning, remember?
He did.
And then he was fooled, and then he fooled
yeah.
again. And so, like,
again,
he could, guy can only take so much. You could easily turn a really nice guy into, like, an angry
yeah.
a-hole.
Yeah.
You know, and it's all because of how you treat someone, you know?
Right.
And it's
true.
Yeah.
And I love this little kid that's always with them.
Yeah.
he's hilarious. He's funny. But it's them three and they're talking. Well, it's just Josh and the little boy talking in the beginning. And then he was like, don't tell Greg, though. Don't tell Serrano because he's just, you know, he's just mad. He's just angry, blah, blah. And he's
I've
like,
been texting.
Like, okay. Then Greg comes in and he's like, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
I was put off by how, like, quickly he turned on her. Like,
so
I was
fast.
Like, yeah, I was like, oh, no. Like, but then also that makes for a great story, you know?
It does, yeah.
yeah. yeah. So it's great.
Right. He's like, she has a fake boyfriend.
Yeah.
Right. Trent.
Yeah, Trent is the
we
neighbor.
Forgot about Trent.
From Harvard.
Harvard.
Harvard, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we forgot about Trent. That's her. That's her boyfriend
who lives in LA.
LA. And yeah. You know, he's a busy guy. He's a busy lawyer, so yeah. He doesn't have time to see her all the time or whatnot. But that's what he told Valencia, and that's what he told Josh. To let them know, like, I'm okay. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I'm with somebody. I don't, you know, I'm good.
I don't want you.
Yeah. Right. I don't want you. Wink, wink.
Yeah. But Josh, he always gives Rebecca the benefit of the doubt. And he's like, no, she's so in a relationship. Nice. He's yeah. so, like, gullible.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Yeah.
So nice. But
so
I mean,
gullible.
Anyway, so, you know, he's like, I'm going to figure this out by myself. He's going to take it in control. He's going to try to take it in control and figure out what he wants to do. So, Bex and Paula come up with an epiphany because they have to figure out what, like, how to get him to say yes. And she's like researching. They're talking about mixed babies. They're talking about the cutest babies are Filipino and Jewish. Shout yes. out to my cousins yeah. and my nieces and nephew, Aaron and Josh. You are cute Aww. Babies. Love you guys. So that happens, and then she's just like, "Oh my god, this is what we need to do," because she found out if they just come and band together, they can get. This is a multi-million-dollar suit,
right? Mm.
This could be something huge for them.
Or billions.
Or billions. Like, yeah.
yeah.
Exactly.
True.
Yeah.
And he tries to go to Josh and basically tries to tell him, if you do this, like, this could be big for you. This isn't just a couple $1,000. It's big for mm-hmm. you.
And but they she need the money.
A, yeah. yeah. And yeah. she doesn't have a place for wanting to spend time with Josh.
Exactly.
But and by doing that, she's actually going to help.
Right.
So many people.
Yeah. And
that's
I thought so her important. Priority, though, was to really yeah. just be with Josh yeah. and actually help all yeah, these people. Right.
But
she's
by
really
doing that, she's actually helping people. What a great place
right.
to be.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Trying to be with your, like, obsession. You're yeah. actually going to help tons of people yeah. in, like, San Gabriel Valley. Like,
exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. Yeah. $10,000 is a lot for people.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. But that's, like, chunk change compared to what they could get.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So that you know, that happens or whatnot. He still says no because the evil eye from Greg and Valencia. Because we see Greg in the apartment scheming against him.
I know. Mm.
Scheming against him. Horrible, man. Then she breaks down into song, which yeah. is from the musical what?
Music Man.
Yeah. And that was the intro to Music Man.
Yeah, so it reminded me of, We Got Trouble right here in River City. So it's very much her convincing that. The town, you uh-huh. know, of like, this isn't good for you.
Right.
Then what's going to happen? Because no cold, you know, no hot water is cold water, and cold water equals to crack.
Crack. I love that. No hot water equals crack, y'all.
Yeah. Cold showers are the gateway.
Yeah, crack.
So if you're not comfortable and not happy when you leave your house, crack.
You're a step away from this.
I wish I had Rebecca. Right? She just gets everything done.
She does.
She does.
I mean, and so she brings it, and she's just like, Josh, here you go. What are you going to do? And Josh signs, and he's like, I'm going to do this. She gets some time with Josh. She does.
Yeah,
you
know they have mean? A nice date in that office.
Several.
She was paying yeah. for all the bills.
Dinners.
Yeah, but she doesn't mind paying for the meals if she spends time.
she was happy for like a couple weeks, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, until the phone call comes and somebody wants to settle. The yeah. landlord wants mm-hmm. to settle for about a mil, which is about $10,000 each for everybody. Mm-hmm. And the law firm needs that money as well, too. So yeah. everyone's like pressuring her, let's do it. And she's like, I don't think I'm going to settle.
Yeah.
I'm like, turn down for what? Like, what? You don't want to settle. But obviously, she wants to spend more time with Josh.
Yeah.
This is her crazy ex, you know.
Yeah. But she always finds a good thing about Rachel is that, like, she finds a reason to justify her actions. Mm-hmm. So she's trying to spend time with Josh, but so she finds a loophole, like, what's going yes. on with the water? Why would he settle?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why would he settle for only a million? Yeah. That means he's selling for, like, you know, there's always, like, a next step
yeah.
and then gets, like, the fishing right. outfits
yeah.
and whatnot.
I love that.
There's always a reason for her, like, no. if she wants something, but there has to be logic for it.
Smart
exactly.
So smart.
And know, her intuition it. just jumps in really quick, and this turns into something from $1 million right. to $1 billion, because this conspiracy could totally be what's happening in Los Angeles right,
right.
now.
Totally legit.
Yeah. Crazy ex-girlfriend. Yeah,
when
to
I
the
saw
president.
That, yeah.
She needs her own cake.
Right? I know. This is crazy. Like, I never thought about that. Like, you never... This could be corporate America just playing us.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, are we really going to drive?
They're calling you the CW right now. Right. Like, how dare you?
Exactly. They're going to hunt us as we leave the,
right.
like, the studio.
With water. Roses.
Exactly. You go that way. Like, and, you know, she gets crazy. She gets under the sewer, and she realizes, you know, like, the situation, and I could do this, I could do that, I could be with Josh again. She runs over to Josh's house, and obviously, like, Valencia's there with Josh and everyone else and Greg. Mm. And Trent, y'all.
Trent.
Oh my god, I cannot believe they called him in.
Trent is there, and I'm like, oh shit,
Josh,
what's gonna happen?
Like, what's going down?
But Rebecca's yeah. up with it. She planted him a big old one on
but
it.
She doesn't know Trent. For, like, what? I'm surprised that it ended the way it did, because that could have been like, what are you doing?
Right.
Like,
he just went in, though. Yeah. He was enjoying it.
He went in for it, so I'm really excited to see
Me
where,
too.
It goes.
Where it goes.
Wait,
yeah.
that's not even the ending because
yeah.
oh my god.
Daryl and why Josh watch Daryl realize, obviously, that he's bisexual. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, I you know, whatever. Like, I like both sexes. And he's like, oh, it's bisexual, not both sexes.
Yeah.
And plants one big one on White Josh.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is fun.
Yeah.
And everything just ends. So we don't know what happens after she kisses Trent. And we don't know what the relationship's going to be with White Josh after.
But we do know that these window washers get together on Friday for gossip.
And talk gossip.
And that they talk was smack. My favorite.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
I want to see more of that.
That was a good way to
end it. It was very like Sex and the City. Right? Yeah. 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 Martinis are like, well, girls. You know, right?
They get the most gossip.
They do. They hear everything.
They see everything. Yeah. Yep.
They hear everything. But I was just super like, the way it ended was just so abrupt. And you know like how we've always like, the beginning episodes, it was always like an ending to the story. But these past couple episodes...
Mm-hmm. Cliffhangers.
Been on cliffhangers like crazy.
Yeah, and there's so much that they can go off now because they can take the next episode and just focus on one of the storylines. Right. And that'd be enough, you know? Right. And then the next episode. So, like, they've already introduced so many things happening in this episode that could easily take them to the end of the season.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, guys. Well, before we end, I just want to go into predictions really quick because that was a lot to handle in, like, one episode. Like I said, it's going to be three episodes. Mm-hmm. But can we get into predictions really quick before we close out?
Yeah. This is my glass ball.
Okay. I've seen a vision.
Right? I've seen my visions coming true. Who wants to go first? Who wants to spread some of their predictions really quick?
I feel like Trent and Rebecca are definitely... Trent's going to like Rebecca. And it's going to be some sort of date with them and... She's gonna be stuck in between the two.
Oh.
And then we have Audra Levine.
Audra.
Come, and I feel like Rebecca's gonna do something to expose Audra. Oh. Audra's fake or something like that's a good crazy. One.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. What about you, Kanika?
Okay, well, I agree with you. I think Trent's going to go along with this little scheme, and they're going to have some fun. And I think, like I earlier predicted, too, I think Greg and Valencia are going to do what they can to kind of get to the bottom of Rebecca's situation. And Josh is still kind of on the fence, but I have a feeling he's going to lean towards more of Rebecca. Mm. That's going to really put a rift between him and Valencia. And Daryl and White Josh might start dating. It'll be really cute.
They better start dating after that. After that.
Seriously.
And what about you? Do you know anything that might happen? Can you say anything right now?
I think that Daryl and White Josh would definitely make a cute couple. Yeah they're going to do that. Rebecca, I think Trent's going to be like an introduce new... Like, it's always, like, something. You know what I mean? Now there's going to be, like, two guys who, you know, she has a past with now, the third guy. And I just feel like it's all going to go down in, like, another house party at Beans.
You know? Beans better come back.
Beans better come back. And so that's my prediction.
Nice. And really quick, mine is that... Yes, Valencia and Greg are going to team up together, but he's going to realize, oh my god, I still really like her, and it's going to be a fight again with this whole
between the
the whole triangle. Like I've been saying forever, I really just want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, all right, guys. Well, that's it. Well, let's introduce ourselves one more time to let everyone know where they can find you, Harvey. What about you?
Yeah, I'm Harvey Guillen. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Harvey Guillen.
Kanika.
And I'm Kanika Lal. Follow me everywhere at Kanika Lal. Except for Instagram at You Can Have It Lal.
All right, Trinae.
And what's up, you guys? You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Your Girl Trinae.
And once again, guys, it's your boy Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanero on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat. We'll see you next week, and I cannot wait because this cliffhanger way too much. Later, y'all. Thank you so much. Harvey, thank you once again for coming in. We appreciate it.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.